And he says, look, in your own eyes, you think you're gods, but you're going to die like what? Men. How could you ever rip that sixth verse out of that context and make it an affirmation that a Christian has become a god? Far from confirming their godhood, God is condemning them for thinking they were gods. Word faith teachers will immediately turn to their other favorite proof text. John 10, 33 and 34. Guess what? This is where Jesus quotes Psalm 82, 6. So if you understand Psalm 82, 6, you don't have a problem understanding John 10. The Jews answered him, "For a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy, and because you, being a man, make yourself out to be God." And then Jesus answered them, "Has it not been written in your law, 'I said, you are gods'?" Don't fail to notice Jesus' purpose for choosing that verse. It would have been a very familiar one to the scribes and Pharisees. They would have understood that that verse was a condemnation of wicked rulers. And Jesus is simply echoing the irony of the original psalm. Walter Martin wrote an excellent comment on this. He said, Jesus mocks the people as if to say, you all think you're gods yourselves. What's one more god among you? Ooh, the irony. You're going to stone me for claiming to be God? You're all claiming the same thing. What's one more god? The sarcasm. Walter Martin says, irony is used to provoke us, not to inform us. It is not a basis for building a theology. Further, he says, it is also pertinent to an understanding of John 10 that we remember that Satan is called the ruler of this world by no less an authority than the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul reinforces this by calling him the god of this age. We can make a god out of anything: money, power, status, position, sex, patriotism, family, or, as in Lucifer's case, an angel. We can be our own god, but to call something deity or to worship it or treat it as divine is quite another thing than its being by nature and in essence deity. Jesus is not calling them God in the true sense. He is saying, you have made a God out of yourselves.